is accepting the bank's offer for an increased credit card limit. Oh, okay, sure. And a loan for a new car. Normal is working a job they've outgrown so they can continue making repayments on stuff they regret buying. The bottom line is this. As a parent, the days are long, but the years are quick. And you only have a very short time to influence your kids. Because once they turn 18, you have to share that influence with their friends, with their bank, with their Instagram account, with their boss. And most of these people don't have your kids' best interest at heart, but you do. What really makes the difference? Have you ever wondered what really makes the difference? Why some kids fly and others seem to flail? Is it having wealthy, educated, upper-middle-class parents? Is it attending a $35,000 a year private school you mortgage your kidney to get them into? Is it receiving a big-ass check at their 21st for a deposit on their first home? Is it scoring top marks at school and getting into a trophy degree? Well, I'm here to tell you that it's none of these things. Besides, you and I both know people who have had all the blessings in life, but have still turned out like Paris Hilton. So what does make the difference? You do. My promise to you. Being a parent is a tough and sometimes thankless job. It often feels like you're making it up as you go along, like you should be doing more. Well, here's my promise to you. By the end of this book, you'll have a simple, no-fuss plan that will guarantee that your kids will be confident and smart with money in as little as 3 minutes a week. Someday, many years from now, long after you've forgotten this book, my hope is your kids will come to you. Maybe they'll have kids of their own. Maybe they'll finally understand some of what you're going through right now. Yet no matter where they are or what life's thrown at them, ultimately, they'll be doing okay. And they'll thank you for what you did for them today. Just like I did with my dad. It wasn't big or flashy. There was no background music playing, no tears welling up. I simply sat down, looked him in the eye and said, "Thanks, mate." Growing up barefoot. My father quit school when he was 16 and began working at a service station in Oyen, a tiny wheat belt town in the Mallee. Claim to fame, it's the hottest place in Victoria, and it has the best vanilla slices. Think about that combo. One fateful day, the bell on the servo door chimed, and in walked the most beautiful girl Dad had ever seen. Her name was Joan. The way my father tells the story, he instantly knew that she was the one. My mother, the more conservative of the two, was a little more circumspect, and with good reason. Looking back at the Polaroids of my parents when they were dating, I see a young man with mutton chop sideburns, flares, and a look in his eyes that I know only too well. It said, "I'm batting above my weight with this girl, so I need to give this everything I've got." And for the next 40 years, he did, and continues to. He worked day and night at that servo. In fact, he was there so much that he lived in the caravan out the back for a while, saving his shekels. And it worked. Years later, he bought that servo. When my parents got hitched, they built our family home, a functional fibro joint located at the top of what the locals called Ticklebelly Hill. True dinks! We'd actually have mail addressed and delivered to Ticklebelly Hill. I came into the world at Oyen Hospital, but, unfortunately for my mother, I was born dangerously close to the VFL Grand Final. So after she checked herself out of hospital, she arrived home and was greeted by Dad and his mates, including the doctor who delivered me, downing frothies in the living room, watching the footy. Yes, I grew up in another era. An era before helicopter parenting, tiger mumming, and free-range fathering. Flipping through our family photo albums one day, I found a gem of a photo that you'll see in your PDF. It's me, at 18 months, playing among barrels of petrol. Is this a potential petrohazard? Or a photo opportunity. Yes, I'm in a red jumpsuit. Yes, my itsy-bitsy fingers are poking around a live, hot, rusty old petrol pump. Yes, the barrels of petrol, stacked three high, appear to be only held back by a single plank of wood. Say cheese, Scotty. Contrast this to my kids, who aren't allowed outside unless they're wearing a wide-brimmed hat, a long-sleeved shirt, protective sunglasses.